Audio Go presents For Honor's Lady by Roseanne Kohaki. This book is read by Susan Boyce. Forward. 1730. Young Lawrence Hampton lay motionless on his bunk, making careful plans for the future, while everyone else lay deep in sleep. He was different, better than the common sailors, or even the youthful first mate, Adam Barclay, whose snores drowned out the creaking of the ship as it rocked on the gentle sea. He was meant for far greater things than they, for a fine house and servants and the respect that was due a successful man. Yes, he was certain that money bought everything, and more money bought more of everything. One could never have enough of the stuff. He had been one of hundreds of young street thieves in Liverpool, youths forced by poverty and utter desperation to crime. But he had not been so foolish as to waste his meager earnings on a brief respite from the hunger which gnawed at his belly. Not Lawrence Hampton. He had boarded this ship a few weeks earlier with slightly less than half fare, relying on a convincing bit of self-salesmanship for the remainder. Captain Thompson was usually quite adept at turning away the would-be sailors who amassed at port cities with empty pockets, hoping to reach the colonies and a new life, so it was no small feat when Hampton talked his way on board without prior sailing experience. The past weeks at sea, the old captain had done his best to break the landlubber, but the boy had tackled even the most difficult and degrading jobs with energy.